Hi, everybody. Matt Polka here with another edition of our ACA Connects podcast. Here coming to you from the show floor in Chicago, Illinois, the site of the 14th annual Independent Show, co-produced by ACA Connects and NCTC, where we have had a great show so far. And today, we're very, very happy here on the floor to have two guests from our CEO leader panel that just kicked off the show this morning. We have Todd Schurz, who is president and CEO of Schurz Communication, and Catherine Gessner, who is president of MCTV. So here we go with our podcast from the show floor here at ACA Connects. Well, we're here at the Independent Show 2019 with Todd Schurz, CEO of Schurz Communications. Todd, you were on our leader panel today to kick off the show. Why don't you just give us a quick highlight on some of the things that you mentioned to our attendees today?
Matt, thanks, and thanks for having me today. It was a great panel. I enjoyed personally hearing from the other people, so that's always fun. What I shared about in terms of our hot topic and our company, it was really around rural broadband and how do we provide the services and the high speed and the network to people where the economic model is very different. What we've learned in Minnesota, in Arizona, in Iowa, in Vermont, that there are models where you partner with local government, you can partner with energy co-ops, with telephone co-ops, with Native American nations, that you can help solve this problem. And the model is not always the same because the situations are different, but doing it in partnership can make a compelling case for all of those parties, as well as provide the services that our consumers are looking for.
And you've already had some success with this in your marketplaces. How are some of the rollouts of these partnership plans working in your markets?
I'm happy to. In Hiawatha Broadband in Winona, Minnesota, we worked with Dakota County. Dakota County received some money from the state of Minnesota, a broadband grant. We worked with that county and an electric co-op, designed, built, and managed a network that reaches all of the locations for the co-op. But as a result, you've now created a network that you can now expand into other parts of the county and reach more communities and households, which is what we've done. In Iowa, Iowa has lots of telephone co-ops. We have a couple of partnerships where we provide services, utilize their local network, use our digital head end, use our backhaul and all of those services such that you basically split the capital. Everybody brings to it what they bring to it, and it works pretty well.
That's great. And I just loved your comments on trying to encourage cooperation to solve something that Washington always talks about, which is how can we get more broadband out into smaller markets, rural areas, and you're doing that. In addition to your efforts regarding building partnerships and working towards cooperative ventures, what are some of the other key challenges that you think your company is facing here over the next year, into the new year, and how are you trying to move forward?
I think we face the same thing everyone is, that the business traditionally was built on video. It's not today, and it certainly does not appear that's what its future will be, even though the video will be over the top and streaming and done a different way. What we're seeing is the increased consumption of bandwidth. We're seeing that clearly, and how do we manage that appropriately, as well as solve our customers' problems? For example, we're rolling out advanced Wi-Fi solutions in all of our markets. About 70% of the calls that we received, there were complaints about speed, were not about to the home, it was about the Wi-Fi inside the household. And as one of our people described, I thought very well, and so I'm citing him, you know, we used to think of being connected to the premise, and now we need to think about being connected to the device and how we help our customers do that. And so I think that's where we are. It's making certain our networks are robust, to be able to provide the speeds and the services our customers want, and then to go deeper into the household to really help them solve their technology problems, as well as to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that technology provides.
One last question for you. We're here, as I said, at the Independent Show. Here we are in Chicago with 1,200 people. We have 600 or so members walking around the floor, looking at technology, looking at other services. What would be one word of advice that you have for our members that are here as they look ahead to their next year in operations?
You know, I would say what I like about the show, well, there are a number of things I like about the show. Clearly meeting your peers, hearing what they're thinking about always sparks my thinking, and it helps the creative process. What I love about the exhibit hall is we don't do R&D in our company. And so we really rely on our vendors to be thinking about and developing the applications and services that we are now going to be rolling out into our market. So I love the exhibit hall because it gives me a chance to see where people are thinking and where they're putting their financial resources and their intellectual capital. It's incredibly helpful because not every product or service here is in the marketplace yet, but it's somewhere in that process. And so it's always good to get a year or two look into the future.
Good advice. Todd Schurz, thanks very much. Great to have you on the podcast. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We're here at the Independent Show here in Chicago, our 14th annual, with Catherine Gessner, president of MCTV. Great to have Catherine here with us. She was on our opening leader panel today. Catherine, nice to have you. Give us some flavor of what you talked about this morning on the panel.
All right. Well, thank you for having me here. It's always a great show, so happy to be here. Happy to talk to you always. So the panel today, we were talking about rural broadband and expanding our plan, either with fiber, DOCSIS 3.1. There's a lot of changes going on right now, so people are really looking at how to expand and how to get to unserved areas, because those are the folks that really need broadband to help drive their futures. So talked a lot about that. Talked about 5G, all the good hot industry topics of the day.
Well, let me ask you one in particular. Maybe we'll come back to 5G, but one of the things you talked about this morning was how you are, through the first acquisition of your company in like 30 years, have expanded into areas that really didn't have broadband. And now you're providing broadband service to customers, but at first how they were a bit skeptical of the product. Describe that, because I think that's just fascinating to me.
Right. Yeah, so we purchased in June of last year two cable systems, and just a little backstory, they were one-way analog plant, so no internet, no advanced services, really limited cable lineup, and we came in rebuilt with fiber because that's what we do now. We don't build coax plant because we know fiber's where it's going to take us into the future. So rebuilt one of the communities, started contacting customers to transition them off of this coax plant onto the fiber system. And we assumed that they were just going to be clamoring, at the door for us to sign them up for service, and started calling them and really wasn't getting a good response. And one of our CSRs finally figured it out that they had DSL at, I think, 3 megs, and there was a waiting list for DSL. So they didn't want to switch because they were scared if it didn't work that they wouldn't be able to go back. And I think if you've never had it, you don't know what you're missing. So for them to say, hey, we're going to quadruple your speed and, you can get 25 or 50 megs or whatever, it doesn't even make sense because they don't know what to do with it. But we turned them around. We got the first couple people hooked up, and word sort of spread like wildfire, and we went from 0% internet penetration to now about 20% penetration in 7 months. So it's definitely making sure people know what they can do with it, and once they try it, I don't think they'll ever go back.
So do you see this adoption from a residential perspective for sure, but from a business perspective also?
Well, the systems that we bought are pretty rural, so there isn't a huge commercial base down there. We're hoping that over the next couple years, we'll see some businesses start to pop up. There are a couple, and I think they've taken our service and they're happy with it, obviously, because they can now do the things that modern businesses do. But we're definitely hoping that this is going to be a really good case study of what happens when rural communities get broadband, that businesses come in, people are able to better their lives and sort of come into the 21st century.
Well, that's great. I love the notion of the case study, which you mentioned. And we've often talked about the transformative nature of broadband, and this is something you'll be able to demonstrate. So we'll definitely look forward to hearing about that. So want to keep this short for you because I know you have a lot to do out here on the show floor. But I'll ask you two more questions. Let's start with 5G because you mentioned it. And then just to think ahead, I want your take on maybe perhaps it's you and what you're thinking, but what should our members be thinking about as they look ahead for the next year between the Independent Show 14th Annual to the 15th Annual. So let's start with 5G.
All right, so my thoughts on 5G. I have mixed thoughts. I think it's great for some use cases. The communities we serve they're not rural, but, you know, small town America, moving into rural. It's tough to make 5G work there, and I think it'll be many, many years before we see it really come to our areas. From a company perspective, I don't think it's anything we will pursue as a technology, but I'm sure our competitors will, and I think we'll be ready with fiber and be able to provide competitive service like we always do.
Let me ask you a quick follow-up question, because one of the panelists today talked about how in their systems they're using fixed wireless at the end of their systems to reach out to more. Is that a possibility maybe in some of your systems?
Again, it's not really anything we're looking at, but as the technology evolves, it changes the game and changes the conversation.
Okay, the last question then. Big ideas for the next year. What should members be thinking about, you know, as they look ahead from this Independent Show to the next one?
I think the two big things that everybody needs to be looking at is, one, how to expand your broadband capabilities, offering faster speeds, more speeds. We know it's what consumers want. They need their internet, and we've got to be there to provide it for them. And I think the second thing is just the evolution of video. Video's not dead, so we've got to figure out ways to evolve it into the future and remain competitive.
Great stuff. Catherine Gessner, thanks for joining us here at the Independent Show for our ACA Connects podcast. Thanks a million. Thanks again, everybody, for joining our podcast from the show floor with Todd Schurz and Catherine Gessner. Hope you learned a lot. It sure was exciting and fun to talk with them about all of the many things that are taking place in their businesses, which I'm sure we'll see our members do as well as they listen and learn not only from Todd and Catherine, but from many others here at the Independent Show. Hey, as always, you can subscribe, rate, and review. Love to hear from you. You can also find us here on Apple Podcasts, Podomatic, and on our ACA Connects website at acaconnects.org/thehub. Thanks to Matt Maray, our digital manager, for helping me with all of the technical stuff. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon on another ACA Connects podcast.